Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal judge in Texas has now put a stop to President Obama's executive order on amnesty. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this situation. Matt, this particular ruling by the federal judge put a stop to Obama's unilateral attempt to literally rewrite the law with regards to immigration. You know, we have a real serious problem with immigration. We have three legs of the stool, all of which need to be fixed. We need to secure our borders, we need to enforce our laws, and we need to deal justly and compassionately with those that are here illegally. All three of those are necessary to fix this broken immigration system. Obama, by doing what he has done, has undermined the process, has literally put roadblocks in front of the Congress to act on anything, and has unilaterally usurped their authority. And finally, a federal judge has put a stop to Obama's unilateral power grab over this issue of immigration.
Yes, this federal judge Hannon out of Texas is the result of the attorney general there in Texas, Ken Paxton, filing suit against the Obama administration here for this clearly unconstitutional and illegal action, this executive amnesty that just basically says, I'm going to unilaterally overturn the nation's illegal immigration laws and just open up the borders, and we're going to offer the rights and privileges, as the judge pointed out, to these illegal immigrants. And that includes, we've now finding out that includes a furtive scheme so they can actually vote in elections, and that's what this was always about having new voters for liberal causes. And this judge has excoriated the Obama administration in a 100-some-odd page decision, just shot down this clearly unconstitutional overreach.
Yes, you know, President Obama has always acted politically with regards to immigration. If you go back in the 2012 election, there was a bipartisan effort that was actually gaining ground to pass some legislation regarding immigration. And Obama saw that. It was actually being led by Republicans. Obama saw that. He ultimately short-circuited it by issuing an executive order that preempted what they were doing. Now, what Congress was wanting to do was permanently fix something. And what Obama did was temporarily have this addressed through an executive order. Why did he do that? Because he knew that Congress was actually moving forward with something that he could actually sign. And it was, lo and behold, a bipartisan effort. Why? Because it was the election cycle of 2012, and it was being led by Republicans. And he didn't want Republicans to take the lead on immigration. And it's because of his political calculation. He did not want this to be championed by Republicans. So what the president has done, aside from the legal problems here, is he has ultimately hurt any chances for real reform. As I said, we've got these three legs: border security, enforcing the laws, and dealing with those that are here illegally. Those three have to be dealt with, at least in a package, but maybe sequentially with certain kind of triggers or targets, but they ought to be dealt with together. The problem is that Congress could come up with the perfect piece of legislation that would literally fix our immigration system, and everyone could really be happy with it, and it could function and do its job, and it could help the country and help the people that are most affected. But the problem is they have no security in knowing that if they pass a perfect law and the president signs it, that he'll just unilaterally choose to enforce one part but not the other. So, for example, if they pass an immigration law that says we need to secure the border, and after a certain period of time, if there's a certification that the borders are secure, then we deal with Part B, the enforcement of the laws or dealing with those who are here illegally. If there's triggers like that, Obama might just go to the last part, let's deal with those who are here illegally, and let's forget about enforcing the borders and securing the borders. Let's forget about enforcing the laws. So whatever they do, whatever bill they provide, no matter how airtight it is, they don't have any confidence anymore that Obama will actually enforce it according to its intent. So that's a problem that has ultimately resulted. There's not going to be any immigration reform while this president's in office because he is intentionally torpedoing the process. Why? Because he's doing it purely from a political perspective. He's trying to gain power and make himself look like he is the person who is promoting immigration when he's really the person who's undermining it.
Well, yeah, Matt, you know, and the lack of confidence that Congress has in this president to actually obey the law is not without precedent. I mean, we saw what he's done with Obamacare. Obamacare was passed by Democrats right along party lines, and this president has just violated even his own law over and over again and implemented it however he sees fit. He's changed things midstream. He's added things, subtracted things. And if you think if he's doing that with Obamacare, you know for sure that he's going to do the same thing with any immigration reform bill that would be passed. He'll just do, you know, what he wants to do, which is what this president has always done. He's ruling as a tyrant.
Well, you know, I'm glad that the Texas Attorney General has filed suit. I'm glad that this federal court has ultimately stopped what Obama is doing. And this judge enjoined the entire gamut of federal agencies from engaging in these illegal acts. President Obama needs to be stopped. He acts as though he is a dictator, that he is able to, at his own will, because he can't get his way, he's able to act on his own. He's able to bypass Congress. He's able to bypass the American people. And he's able to just do whatever he wants to. This sounds more like a dictator. It certainly doesn't sound like the President of the United States with certain defined authority. But it's about time that a federal judge has stopped him. I think that the Congress, led by Speaker John Boehner, should have and could have filed these kinds of lawsuits long ago against President Obama to stop him from engaging in illegal acts. I'm at least glad that the Attorney General of Texas has done so and that this court has ultimately entered this order stopping Obama's illegal unilateral actions.
Well, Matt, when you have a runaway president like this, ruling as a dictator, as a despot, you know, our Constitution has a checks and balances in place for that. The process here that should have happened a long time ago was articles of impeachment. This is just one example, this executive order, of an impeachable offense committed by this president. The Supreme Court has shot him down over and over and over again for his executive overreach. He has done multiple clearly impeachable offenses, high crimes and misdemeanors, yet this gutless conservative and Republican-controlled Congress, they will not file articles of impeachment, I think because they're afraid of being called a racist.
Yeah, I think that they're playing political games, and they're not being principled. And it's unfortunate that Speaker John Boehner has not been more assertive to push back against President Obama's unilateral power grab. But this is a good sign. Texas is a state that you don't want to mess with, and they will stand up, and they did. And the federal judge ultimately has stopped Obama's amnesty executive order. And maybe now what he has to do is go follow the law, which means Congress needs to get involved. But now that Congress gets involved, they will have no confidence that whatever they pass, this president will enforce. It's about time that articles of impeachment are filed against this president. You can go to libertycouncil.com, libertycouncil.com, and there we have a petition asking the Congress to do just that, to file articles of impeachment against President Obama. There are many reasons why he should be impeached. This is just one of many. You can go to libertycouncil.com. Also, be sure to sign up for The Awakening, March 14 in Orlando, Florida. Go to lc.org, that's lc.org, and hear Franklin Graham, among many other keynote speakers. The Awakening 2015 will be held in Orlando, Florida, from 8:15 in the morning to 5:15 in the afternoon. Two plenary sessions, and there will be two different series of breakout sessions on a wide variety of issues. And I am pleased to say that Franklin Graham is now going to speak at The Awakening 2015. He doesn't speak at many events. He's got an exceptionally busy schedule. He heads up an international large ministry called Samaritan's Purse, a humanitarian relief organization, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, and he does many other things as well. But he will be speaking now at the Awakening 2015 Orlando, Florida, March 14, which is a Saturday. Go to lc.org, sign up for the Awakening. Before the ticket price increases, effective March 1, the ticket price goes to $30 per person. Individuals under 18 are free. Everyone else right now is $20 per person, lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.